Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now!
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
512 News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price on this Thursday afternoon. Let's go ahead and dive into three important things you need to know about this hour.
Number one.
A simple single-letter typographical error led to the state rejecting an Escambia County agreement to provide fire suppression and rescue services for the Century Correctional Institution. The Florida Department of Corrections discovered that the signatory page had Deputy General Counsel Christian Clemens' name spelled incorrectly. Escambia commissioners will now approve a new copy of that agreement without the typo.
Number two.
Wild Greg Saloon in downtown Pensacola has reopened to service members stationed at NAS Pensacola. In August, Base Commander Captain Chandra Newman prohibited local sailors from visiting the bar due to concerns about safety and crime risk. The Navy lifted the ban after the bar owner agreed to implement safety improvements.
Number three.
Okay, we do have a decision in this case. The state presented its case this morning in the trial of 33-year-old Cantonment contractor Jesse Lacoste. He's been charged with defrauding homeowners, their insurance companies, subcontractors, suppliers, more than $2 million related to jobs in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties that he just did not complete. He was found guilty today of theft and contractor fraud, facing up to 30 years in prison on each of those counts.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
The Great Gulf Coast Arts Festival will take place next month. It's scheduled from November 7th to the 9th at historic Seville Square in downtown Pensacola. The event will feature live music, traditional craft demonstrations, and a children's arts festival with hands-on activities. Additionally, the student art show will display over 2,000 pieces from local students. More than 200 artists in total will be in attendance.
Escambia County could be looking at a change in how property abatements are collected. Commissioners are scheduling a hearing on moving nuisance abatement collections to property taxes. This is instead of being a separate collection system. Escambia County Administrator Wes Marino.
We've been doing this method for not necessarily the abatement costs, but the other for quite some years. You know, us, the tax collector, property appraiser. Rather than sending out three separate notices, we come together to send out one notice.
Well, Marino says this is an effort to get more homeowners to pay those nuisance abatement fines. Once a hearing is scheduled, the change would still have to be approved by county commissioners.
All righty. Knocking on the door of 515 here. We'll go ahead and get our first quick check of the roads and weather, and then we'll continue with some more local headlines for you, because this traffic and weather update is kind of a local headline in itself. Looking at the roads here, got some backups on Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound, passing Windhaven Beach and heading towards Highway 87. Also got some on I-10, traveling westbound, passing the I-110 North Ramp, and at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road. And, of course, I'd be remiss not to mention this. We do have some backups on Mobile Highway, traveling northbound towards the Pensacola Interstate Fairgrounds, because guess what? The Pensacola Interstate Fair has started today. Also got some of that congestion at the intersection of Mobile Highway and Blue Angel Parkway on Blue Angel if you're traveling northbound towards Softley Field Road, and on Pine Forest Road traveling southbound towards I-10. As for your weather, sitting at around 83 degrees, low of 69 tonight. Tomorrow going to be a high of 83, low of 70. Don't have any rainfall chances coming in until Saturday night.
Well, interim UWF president Manny Diaz gave the annual State of the University address today. Pretty exciting news here. Here's Manny Diaz.
It's an honor to serve as your interim president and to stand among such an inspiring group of people who care deeply about the University of West Florida. I'm proud to say that the state of our university is strong, and our future is even brighter.
Diaz spoke about enrollment, education, and a successful athletic program with national and conference championships in multiple sports. That speech was featured live this morning on News Radio 92.3.
And the Atmore Police Department arrested 29-year-old Brandon James McNeil on a charge of attempted murder following a shooting incident near Carver Avenue and 5th Street. The shooting endangered nearby residents with bullets striking multiple homes. In addition to the attempted murder charge, he may face further charges for discharging a firearm into an occupied building.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
And we're still talking about that grocery store in Wellington, Florida. It's generating a lot of buzz with its addition of a bar and booze-friendly carts. My, oh my, how things have changed at Publix. Angelo Bravaro has the details.
At this particular Publix supermarket in Wellington, Florida, Shoppers can sip a craft beer mimosa and push carts with cup holders. The store is home to Publix Pours, a full bar serving beer, wine, coffee, and smoothies. There's also a wide variety of food options, including a burrito counter and a popcorn station. The location is going viral and has earned the nickname of Club Licks among customers who claim that it lives up to the Florida-based supermarket chain slogan, where shopping is a pleasure. And the fun may keep flowing, with the director of communications for Publix Supermarkets telling Fox News it's a concept that shoppers could be seeing more of in the future. Angelo Bavaro, Fox News.
Yeah, in the old days when you wanted to slide out of the house and you maybe wanted to go to a bar or something, you used to always say, I'm going to the library. Well, now I'm going to Publix.
Yeah, and at least then it won't be a lie.
That's exactly right.
And a suspect under arrest in connection to a cold case murder in Miami, 34-year-old Nicholas Soares was arrested in Kenya. He's accused of shooting and killing Herbert Kaniza during a robbery in 2010. Recent witness testimony and evidence linked Soares to the crime. He was extradited back to Miami, and he remains held without bond.
Well, Florida is suing California and Washington State over their policies that provided a commercial driver's license to a migrant truck driver. He allegedly took an illegal turn on Florida's Turnpike in August that resulted in the death of three people. Here is the latest from Florida Attorney General James Uthmeyer.
Here in Florida, we can do everything right. We can back the blue. We can enforce the law. We can combat illegal immigration. But we still suffer when Gavin Newsom and liberals on the West Coast allow these illegals in. They encourage them, enable them.
Lastly here, only about a third of the more than 120,000 Florida homeowners who signed up for the MySafe Florida Home program have completed their improvements and received grants. Program Director Stephen Fielder told lawmakers that many low-income applicants can't afford costs that go beyond a $10,000 grant cap. The state launched a program in 2022 to help residents strengthen their homes and lower insurance premiums. Knocking on the door, 519 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with another quick check of your roads and weather and some hard-hitting national headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
Hey folks, Andrew McKay here, and if you're a homeowner and you're thinking about selling your home, or you're thinking about buying a home, changing homes, picking up a rental, maybe an investment property or a beach home, you want someone who's going to get you the results you want fast. That's Christina Leavenworth with the Christina Leavenworth Home Selling Team at Leavenrinke Realty. Look, they sold 165 homes last year. They sold 175 homes the year before that. That means every week, week after week, they're selling three and a half, four homes, getting experience, understanding what works, and getting results for their clients. She knows the market. She knows how to position your home, knows how to get you top dollar quick. She's helped hundreds of families sell faster and profit more, and now it's your turn. Now, if you're in a situation where you're really motivated, she also has a program where she can guarantee the sale within 35 days or less, and if she doesn't, she'll sell it for free with no commission and no fees. It doesn't apply to everybody, but it's something you might want to be aware of if you're really under a time constraint. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
National Bosses Day. This is a day for employees to thank their bosses for being kind and fair to them throughout the year. Sounds like a great day, right? Well, some people have opposed this day, saying, and I quote, "It's nothing more than a meaningless Hallmark holiday that places unfair pressure on employees to kowtow to managers who exercise power over them," end quote. Can you believe that? Ladies and gentlemen, if you oppose showing your boss appreciation for your job, I suggest that you don't deserve your job. Well-known political pundit Ben Shapiro often states that the best form of charity is to hire someone and provide a job for them. I completely agree with Shapiro, and not only that, the Bible agrees with Shapiro. If you have a job, rejoice in God's provision for you and take time to show appreciation to the boss that is over you in the Lord.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
What does New South Proud mean? It means you can save 35% on windows and doors. And not just any windows and doors. We're talking New South American-made windows and doors that offer premium protection from hurricanes, intruders, and noise. And they're guaranteed for life. Get 35% off American-made windows and doors until October 31st, 2025. Call 800-NEW-WINDOWS.
New South Proud! Visit newsouthwindow.com/deal for details.
The I-10 Wired TechNet CyberCoast Summit returns October 29th to Pensacola Beach. Presented by IT Gulf Coast and Blue Angels AFSEA Chapter, get connected with top-level cybersecurity, AI, and emerging technology experts. The conference features a free career fair, prizes, and an amazing welcome reception on Pensacola Beach. Discounts available for students, military, and government employees. Visit itenwired.com for tickets.
When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for comprehensive hurricane coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the County Emergency Operations Centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered. Stay informed, stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
5:23 afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. Thanks for having us on. This is a big question for you today. Who is winning political points over the government shutdown? Therese Crowley takes a look at the new poll.
With flights delayed and government workers missing paychecks, 54% of U.S. adults now call the federal government shutdown a major issue. 69% of Democrats call it a major problem in the AP NORC poll. But just 59% of independents, 37% of Republicans. The central shutdown issue, only 4 in 10 U.S. adults support the Democrats' demand to extend Obamacare subsidies. The same number has no opinion. Just 3 in 10 have a favorable view of the Democrats. Republicans a smidge higher at 4 in 10. So who do you blame for the shutdown? 3/4 believe each deserves a moderate share of blame. But 6 in 10 adults willing to put more blame on President Trump and the party in power, the Republicans. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
5:24, News Radio 92.3. Nasty day on the markets today. There was not really any redeeming value you had to talk about. Hillary Barsky has your numbers.
Another volatile trading session with stocks erasing earlier gains and finishing lower as the AI rally stalls and investors continue to worry about U.S.-China trade relations, a government shutdown, and also weighing on the market today, new concerns about the health of regional banks due to bad loans. Financials were the worst performers as Treasury yields dipped. The Magnificent Seven tech stocks were mostly lower. However, shares of Google parent Alphabet rose slightly and hitting an all-time intraday high. The Dow winners, Salesforce, Caterpillar and Procter & Gamble, the Dow decliners, Visa, American Express, and Travelers. The Dow falling 301 points, the Nasdaq lower by 108, S&P 500 down 42. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
5:25, News Radio 92.3, and I always have to give Austin a little heads up here over his left shoulder because we have a window over facing the 110 transition road over to Davis Highway.
Right.
And when that thing starts to back up, we start getting a little concerned. Are we a little concerned this afternoon?
We do have those typical afternoon backups in that area, but man, that is just not even scraping the tip of the iceberg as far as some of our biggest traffic issues right now. I wish I was wrong, but we've got some backups on Pine Forest Road traveling southbound towards I-10, also at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road, and on Highway 29 traveling northbound towards Burgess. I-10 itself, if you are traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp, congestion is pushing you on that ramp back towards I-110 north. We also have a lot of issues on Mobile Highway. This is particularly if you're traveling north northbound passing Michigan Avenue. Why? Because that's when you're heading towards the Pensacola Interstate Fairground. So please be careful in that area. It's the first day of the fair. That congestion is also impacting Blue Angel Parkway, traveling northbound towards Softly Field Road. And lastly, we got some backups on Gulf Beach Highway, traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Mind you, those are just the spots in Pensacola. We still have some backups on Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound, coming from Windhaven Beach, and Highway 90, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River. As for your weather, 83 degrees, low of 69 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 83, sunny, mostly clear. Don't have any rainfall chances till late Saturday night.
You know, it's looking pretty darn good traffic-wise. We have two words that we use this time of year that kind of sums it all up. Fair traffic. People know what they're talking about. Just try to avoid, I guess, Blue Angel Parkway, Pine Forest Road, coming off by the ECUA complex there.
Right.
On that side. It's all going to be congested. Here's the thing to do today. Bring along a little patience. Mm-hmm. That's the best thing I can offer. Candidates for New York City mayor set to go tonight. This is going to be great. It is the first and only debate of the campaign. Alexis McAdams has the report.
Tonight, the debate is expected to focus on public safety and affordability. And really, any way you look at these polls, Zohra Mamdani is in the lead. So that's why Politico says, really, it's his to lose at this point. So we'll see what happens. Mamdani wants to add free child care and free buses to New York City. Sounds like a good idea, right? But how are you going to pay for it? Mamdani says he'll raise the taxes on the rich. President Trump says, well, don't call me, Mamdani, for any help. The White House says, don't pick up the phone and try to get any funding from us at this point. Right now, Mamdani leading the polls for Republican challenger Curtis Sliwa is vowing to not drop out, even though, listen to this, he says he was offered $10 million to just quit.
Three labor unions suing the Trump administration over its social media surveillance program. The Trump administration saying it searches social media for posts it deems threatening and the information is used as a basis to revoke some people's visas. Now the unions, which are being represented by the Electronic Frontier Foundation, argue that the practice violates the First Amendment rights of people legally in the U.S. The lawsuit is seeking to block the administration from engaging in viewpoint-based investigation and surveillance, as well as a court order to purge any records created under the program so far.
527, News Radio 92.3, squirrely day at some of the airports around the country today. Loudspeakers at multiple airports were hijacked as hackers played pro-Hamas messages. Nate Foy has the details.
Passengers at Harrisburg International Airport were forced to listen to Hamas propaganda in the terminal. Listen to this.
Turkish hacker Cyber Islam is here. Free, free Palestine. Free, free Palestine. Free, free Palestine.
Sean Duffy responded on X, writing, quote, "This is absolutely unacceptable and understandably scared travelers. The FAA and I are coordinating with Fly HIA, that's Harrisburg International Airport, to help get to the bottom of this hack." Now, the hackers also hit three airports in Canada. They took over the flight boards and public address systems with, again, pro-Hamas, anti-Trump messages.
Speaking of this whole debacle, President Trump says if Hamas continues to kill people in Gaza, they'll have no choice but to go in and kill them. The president made the statement in a post on Truth Social. It was not immediately clear if Trump meant he would ask Israel to send in Israel Defense Forces or if the U.S. would deploy troops of their own into Gaza.
While we're speaking about President Trump this afternoon, he shared a phone call today with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Peter Ducey has the details from White House.
President Trump is revisiting Ukraine. Volodymyr Zelensky is going to come here to the White House and ask President Trump for Tomahawk missiles that could hit 1,000 miles into Russia. So before Zelensky comes and makes that ask in the Oval Office, President Trump phoned President Putin, and these are the most important parts of the call, according to Truth Social. The president says, President Putin thanked the First Lady Melania for her involvement with children. He was very appreciative and said that this will continue. And then we agreed that there will be a meeting of our high-level advisors next week. The United States' initial meetings will be led by Secretary of State Marco Rubio, together with various other people, to be designated. A meeting location is to be determined. President Putin and I will then meet at an agreed-upon location, Budapest, Hungary, to see if we can bring this inglorious war between Russia and Ukraine to an end.
Trump National Security Advisor John Bolton has been charged with illegally storing and transmitting classified information. Fox's David Spahn says his lawyers weighed in.
Though his own attorney admits that he did have classified documents, said they were cleared for a book that he published. Now, Bolton facing charges of not only keeping the top secret classified info, but sharing it with family members.
Bolton served in President Trump's first administration before being fired and emerging as a vocal critic. Now, President Trump intends to meet with Russian leader Vladimir Putin in a matter of weeks as he continues to push for a ceasefire in Ukraine.
I'm doing it also to help Europe.
They want to have it ended, but they're unable to do it. I'm able to do it. So I think we'll be successful.
And President, speaking with Putin via phone today, America's listening to Fox News.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. The other day, Tua Tagovailoa had to apologize for calling out his teammates for arriving late to player-only meetings. Sure, it could have been done behind closed doors. Sure, Tua isn't the right messenger after throwing 3 interceptions and a loss to the Chargers. And sure, this shows Tua's teammates truly don't respect him when they're showing up late to meetings that he's organizing. However, I think Tua's sentiment was in the right place, but ultimately this comes down to the culture Mike McDaniel has built, and that's one with zero structure in that Dolphins locker room. I'm Zach Gelb.
Must qualify for enrollment. Results may vary.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-583-5795.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-583-5795. That's 800-583-5795.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator Method of Adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
It all comes down to this, folks.
Yep, the entire season is on the line.
But my throat has officially thrown in the towel.
Sounds like you need Vicks VapoCool drops. They're max strength and vaporize sore throat pain.
Whoa! These VapoCool drops hit fast!
Speaking of fast, did you just see that play?
Yeah, he vaporized that ball.
That pun should have come with a penalty.
Vaporize sore throat pain with Vicks VapoCool drops. Use as directed. VapoCool.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about the recent discussion regarding naming things for people while they're still alive at the Pensacola City Council meeting. Milton City Council decided to raise their city millage. Interesting conversation. And the Escambia County Commission has taken up a couple of fairly controversial items. One, to stop preferencing minority and women-owned businesses in procurement. And could nuisance and abatement costs be assigned to your property tax bill? The County Commission is looking at that. You can listen to all the conversations on the podcast page at NewsRadio 92.3.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola, 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Call it right now with Chris and Austin.
This is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
A simple single-letter typographical error led to the state rejecting an Escambia County agreement to provide fire suppression and rescue services for the Century Correctional Institution. The Florida Department of Corrections discovered that the signatory page had Deputy General Counsel Kristen Clemens' name spelled incorrectly. Escambia commissioners will now approve a new copy of the agreement without the typo.
Number two.
Well, while Greg's Saloon in downtown Pensacola has reopened to service members stationed at NAS Pensacola, if you remember back in August, Base Commander Captain Chandra Newman prohibited local sailors from visiting the bar due to concerns about safety and crime risk. The Navy lifted that ban on Tuesday after the bar owner agreed to implement safety improvements.
Number three.
The state presented its case this morning in the trial of 33-year-old cantonment contractor Jesse Lacoste. He has been charged with defrauding homeowners, their insurance companies, and subcontractors and suppliers of more than $2 million related to jobs in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties that were not completed. He was found guilty earlier this afternoon of theft and contractor fraud.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Very strong and a bright future. That is the state of UWF today. Interim President Manny Diaz addressed the University of West Florida for the annual State of the University Address. He touched on enrollment.
This fall, UWF reached an exciting milestone, welcoming more than 15,000 students. This isn't just a number. It's a reflection of trust. Trust from students and families who see the value of a UWF education, who believe in strength of our faculty, who know that the opportunity happens here. More students than ever before are choosing UWF because of the quality of our programs.
And he also touched on the Argos' successful athletic programs.
Our Argos continue to make us proud on the field, in the pool, and on the course. This year, our men's golf team captured the NCAA Division II National Championship, and our teams earned conference championships in volleyball, swim and dive, softball, and both men's and women's golf. And I'm excited to continue to cheer on our undefeated Argos as they continue their football season.
By the way, when we're speaking about their football season, UWF's facing number 9 West Alabama Saturday at Tiger Stadium in Livingston, Alabama.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Sweepless in Seattle. No sweep for the Seattle Mariners. They came into Game 3 of the American League Championship Series last night with a 2-0 lead against the Toronto Blue Jays. The Mariners did not win last night.
Kirk sends a fly ball the other way. Robles retreating to the track, to the wall. It's another home run! Opposite field blast for Alejandro Kirk, and a dozen for the Jays on their fourth bomb of the night.
On Fox Sports 1, the Blue Jays added one more home run. They beat the Mariners 13-4 in Game 3 of the ALCS to get within 2-1. Toronto also got home runs from Andrés Giménez, George Springer, Vladimir Guerrero Jr., and Addison Barger. Toronto had lost the first two games, outscored at home 13-4. Last night in one game, the Blue Jays outscored the Mariners 13-4. But it's only one win. Toronto has scored 34 runs in 5 games this year at T-Mobile Park. Game 4 of the ALCS, later tonight on FS1. Just after 8:30 Eastern Time, Max Scherzer starts for Toronto, Luis Castillo for Seattle. National League Championship Series shifts from Milwaukee to Los Angeles. Game 3 tonight, Dodgers lead the Brewers 2-0.
Cooper Flagg, 6'9" point guard, getting the start. The number 1 overall pick in the draft, and he finds Klay Thompson for the splash 2.
On ESPN, final preseason game for Cooper Flagg and the Dallas Mavericks last night. Flagg had 13 points in 28 minutes for Dallas. The Mavs beat the Lakers in Las Vegas 121-94. The NBA regular season tips off next Tuesday. Week 7 of the NFL season kicks off tonight in Cincinnati. The 2-4 Bengals home against the 4-1 Steelers. Pittsburgh favored by 5.5 points on the road. You can download the Fox Sports podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
Wanted to get you some more details on the Thursday night football tonight in Cincinnati, because the Bengals hosting the Steelers is a game that you can find on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola. You can find ESPN Pensacola on 99.1 FM, 1330 AM, or the absolutely free ESPN Pensacola mobile app.
Well, look at this. The Pope. We're talking about Pope Leo. Kind of making fun of Cubs fans. Now, that is the sacred thing to do. Pope Leo XIV said he's a Chicago White Sox, a Chicago White Sox fan, and he let it be known at the Vatican this week.
Oh,
in what may have sounded like it could have been a sports parade Wednesday in Vatican City. On Vatican media, Pope Leo XIV greeted thousands while standing riding in the back of the Pope Mobile. A native of Chicago, he exchanged words with somebody who had shouted a sports jab his way about the Pope's favorite baseball team. After somebody yelled "Go Cubs" at Pope Leo XIV, a lifelong Chicago White Sox fan responded in Spanish, "Han perdido," then in English translated, "They lost." The Cubs were eliminated in the National League Division Series Saturday by the Brewers. Still, the Cubs won 32 more games this year than the Pope's favorite Chicago baseball team. Jared Max, Fox News.
Yeah, we're witnessing history here because I think this...
I spoke to my priest today at St. Sylvester.
Really?
And I knew we should have come up with that topic.
Because I was about to say, this is the first time we've ever seen a Pope trash talk baseball
team. I love it.
The NBA is fining Golden State Warriors forward Jonathan Kuminga $35,000 following his ejection in a preseason game against the Portland Trail Blazers. The league said the fine was for Kuminga making inappropriate contact with and pursuing a game official after his ejection. Kuminga confronted the referee over a non-call on a layup, then clapped in the official's face. Warriors coach Steve Kerr defended the incident after the game, calling it a product of Kuminga's competitive passion and intensity.
Here's today's health news.
542 News Radio 92.3, 18 away from 6. A Colorado Springs Police Department canine is in critical condition after being stabbed yesterday. While officers responded to a domestic violence protection order violation, this is sad because this little dog may not make it. Here's the latest.
Just before 11 a.m., police arrived at a home in a neighborhood near Woodman and Black Forest Roads, where the suspect, 37-year-old Anthony Bryant, was barricaded. Canine Rome released to de-escalate the situation when Bryant reportedly stabbed Rome 3 times in the head, neck, and along his abdomen down to his left leg. Officers carrying him to a police cruiser to rush the canine to animal ER care and into surgery. Vets at animal ER care had to amputate Rome's left hind leg, and he will have to retire from the police department if he survives.
And measles cases continue to rise, adding to a record high count in the U.S. The U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention says there has been an average of 27 new cases each week since the end of August. The annual total is now above 1,500, the highest since measles was declared eliminated in the U.S. in 2000.
President Trump returning to the Oval Office today to make a big announcement about one of the issues he campaigned on, access to in vitro fertilization, or IVF, with a proposal to significantly lower the cost of fertility treatments. President Trump on News Radio 92.3.
EMD Serono, the largest fertility drug manufacturer in the world, has agreed to provide massive discounts to all fertility drugs they sell in the United States, including the most popular drug of all, the IVF drug GONAL-F.
All right, and people might actually reach their mental and emotional peak around age 60. That's according to new research that finds that while physical strength declines after the mid-20s, intelligence, personality, emotional intelligence, and decision-making continue improving, reaching a peak at around 60. The findings were published in the journal Intelligence.
Pressure cooker recall. Topping some stories here today. Lisa Brady has more in House Call for Health.
This is House Call for Health. Tens of thousands of pressure cookers are being recalled. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says 46,000 of the cookers made by Tempo USA and sold under the brand name Ambiano Electric are being recalled over concerns of burn risk. The pressure cookers were sold at Aldi's grocery stores. The commission says the pressure cooker lids can be opened before sufficient steam pressure has been released, posing a risk of burn injuries. The CPSC says consumers should immediately stop using the recalled pressure cookers and contact Tempo or Aldi for a refund. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
545 News Radio 92.3. Austin Price definitely taking a look at that traffic and weather this afternoon.
Yeah, typically it's around this time every afternoon that we see the traffic problems begin to dissipate. I don't know if we should count on that this afternoon. We've got some backup still at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road and on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. But the main spots you need to look out for, it's a trifecta of issues, okay? So we got backups on Blue Angel Parkway traveling northbound towards Softly Field Road. We've got backups at the intersection of Mobile Highway and Michigan Avenue and at the intersection of Blue Angel Parkway and Mobile Highway. Now, what do all of these areas have in common? They are surrounding the Pensacola Interstate Fairgrounds. It is the first night of the fair, so keep that in mind if you are anywhere near that vicinity. Outside of that, it's just some backups on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound, coming from Windhaven Beach and heading towards Highway 87. As for your weather, 83 degrees, low of 69 tonight. 83 is actually going to be the high for your Friday. Not going to have any rainfall chances coming into play until late Saturday night, bleeding into your Sunday.
Yeah, it's looking pretty good locally for your weather. That's a nice platform to work off of. Let's go to a national platform. Troubled weather lies ahead. Senior meteorologist Janice Dean has a look at the Fox weather forecast.
A system traveling across the country will bring the risk of strong to severe thunderstorms starting Friday through the weekend and into next week, starting with the Plain States through the Mississippi Valley and then the Eastern Seaboard on Sunday and Monday. We can expect all sorts of different weather, including heavy rain, large hail, damaging winds, and even the risk for tornadoes, especially Saturday and Sunday. Flooding will be possible depending on where you live. Meanwhile, the Northwest getting active with several storm systems lined up for that region over the next week. Stay alert with Fox Weather. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
A lot of folks in Alaska got whacked by flooding. As a matter of fact, there were hundreds of people airlifted out of the villages hit by that storm in Alaska. They put them on one of those C-5As, transport planes, and it looked amazing. They were just packed in there, just hundreds of people in that plane. Chris Foster has more on the story.
1,500 people are forced from their homes in two villages in western Alaska near the Bering Sea, devastated by flooding over the weekend. The Alaska Army National Guard says it's flown about 300 people to Anchorage, hundreds of miles away, with shelters closer to home and an armory in the city of Bethel filling up. Those villages, Kipnuk and Quigilingok, are only reachable by water or air. Nearly every home is damaged or destroyed, some torn from their foundations, floating away with people inside. At least one person died. Chris Foster, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
16 days and counting. Senate Republicans and Democrats have been at odds over how to open and fund the government. Here's the latest from Kristen Goodwin.
The Senate failing to advance Republicans' House-passed government funding measure for the ninth time Wednesday.
Republicans are unwilling to spend a dime to provide affordable health care to working-class Americans. That's unacceptable. The American people deserve better.
House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries and fellow Democrats calling on Republicans to negotiate on the extension of Affordable Care Act tax credits. Republicans say they're open to negotiating after reopening the government.
Every day that goes by, there are more and more Americans who are getting smaller and smaller paychecks, people who work for the federal government.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. A new Fed report says President Trump's tariffs are pushing inflation generally higher as companies are caught between absorbing the costs or passing them on to consumers. The central bank's periodic beige book report categorized overall economic growth as having changed little since the last report September 3rd. United Airlines has posted higher-than-expected earnings for the third quarter, but revenue missed the mark. United now has an earnings forecast of $3 to $3.50 a share for the fourth quarter. Paxos, the blockchain partner of PayPal, has mistakenly minted $300 trillion worth of the online payment giant's stablecoin in what the company calls a, quote, technical error. Stocks were lower on Wall Street today, with the Dow falling more than 300 points. The S&P 500 lost nearly 42, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ was down by 107. That's Your Money Now.
Listen, if you've ever been to Boston, you know they got a huge Citgo sign there at Kenmore Square. Well, that Boston iconic sign is soon to be moved, but not too far. Matt Murphy explains.
Boston has approved a plan to move the Citgo sign about 120 feet east and raise it 30 feet higher to preserve its visibility across the skyline and from inside Fenway Park. First installed in 1940, the sign advertising the Citgo Oil Company has become a beloved city symbol, especially for Boston Marathon runners who associate it with the final mile.
Citgo sign has always been this landmark, and having run the Boston Marathon five times, it's, you know, that moment of relief when you come into the city.
As part of a $200 million Red Sox development project, city officials and residents alike say keeping the sign in sight was essential. The move ensures this landmark continues to shine over Boston, taller and prouder than ever. Matt Murphy, Fox News.
And also Apple and NBC Universal starting to offer a bundle subscription for their streaming services next week. Starting Monday, customers will be able to subscribe to a bundle with Apple TV and Peacock Premium for $15 a month. An option that includes Apple TV and Peacock Premium Plus with limited ads will be available for $20 a month. The partnership will also see a cross-sampling of content be made available to standalone subscribers of each service at no additional cost.
551, not away from 6 News Radio, 92.3. The trade war with China is affecting the price, the Bitcoin. Yeah, the Bitcoin's going really taking some hit here. Down, ready for this? Down about $15,000 from its record less than just 2 weeks ago. Whew, that's too much of a ride for me. Lauren Simonetti has more on News Radio 92.3.
The major sell-off started last Friday when President Trump threatened 100% tariffs on China. Nervous traders dumped their risky bets for the perceived safety of treasury bonds and gold. Despite the volatility, demand remains intact. Bitcoin corporate adoption hitting record highs, and cities are piling in too. New York City becoming the first in the nation to set up an office of digital assets to find areas where Bitcoin and blockchain can be used, from permitting to parking tickets. Here's its chief technology officer, Matthew Frazier.
For the modern history, everyone sees New York City as the fintech capital of the world. And we want to ensure that we continue to maintain that space.
In New York, Lauren Simonetti. Fox Business.
552 on the dot. We will take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes, and when we return, we'll get you another much-needed traffic and weather update with that fair traffic going on this evening, but we'll also get you some pop culture notes and some more frivolous headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
Tired of your roof playing peekaboo with the rain? Call Quality Roofing. They fix leaks faster than your neighbor borrows your lawnmower.
Thanks, neighbor.
Whether it's storm damage or shingles gone wild, their expert team handles it all. No duct tape required. With top quality materials and service so good, even your mother-in-law will approve, especially their lifetime workman warranty. Don't wait for your ceiling to start drip-dropping. Call Quality Roofing Solutions. Quality Roofing Solutions, because your house deserves a hat that actually fits.
Celebrating 90 years of the Pensacola Fair with over 50 rides, fun, food, games, and more. Free shows by Rodney Atkins, Clay Walker, Sawyer Brown, George Burge, Petra, Tyler Farr, and White Tie Rock Ensemble. Plus sensory-friendly Saturday, the Livestock Auction, Kids Day, Military, First Responder, and Teacher Days. Ladies Day, Seniors Day, $25 Wristband Day, Last Blast Family Day, and Midnight Madness. Get tickets and details at PensacolaFair.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications. Our team of expert marketing consultants are backed by over 200 years of combined experience.
We've helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share.
With four powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs.
And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies to give your business an edge.
Let's make this a year of success for your business, whether it's on the market leader Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station,
the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, or Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences.
Or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call today to get started. Call Jeff Wayne at 850-262-6000.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All the news updates within 30 minutes, right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Five away from six. News Radio 92.3. It's been a really a beautiful day today. Yeah, we got some traffic problems and some concerns to talk about, but Austin Price is in. Take care of that.
Yeah, it's nothing we can't handle. Let's see. Got some backups, maybe a little bit, on Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Still got some on I-10, traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp, but that is a fraction of what it had earlier. Also got some congestion at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road. But yes, fair traffic is the headliner right now. Our worst-looking spot is going to be if you are traveling northbound on Mobile Highway towards the Pensacola Interstate Fairgrounds. That congestion is backing you up onto Michigan Avenue. Also have some backups on Blue Angel Parkway, traveling northbound towards Softly Field Road, and at the intersection of Mobile Highway and Blue Angel Parkway. So look out for that trio of issues there. As for your weather, 83 degrees, low of 69 tonight. Tomorrow, only a high of 83. And that's what we're going to have Saturday, except late Saturday night, bleeding into your Sunday, got some rainfall chances coming into play.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Well, we have, let me see here. We got a few days before Christmas, a couple of months here. Start thinking about it. I know Hallmark is kicking off their Christmas countdown to Christmas special on Friday. Mm-hmm. Well, Brad Paisley getting into the game here, coming out with some new holiday tunes for you. Michelle Polino has more.
Brad Paisley is kicking off the holiday early with a brand new Christmas album, Snow Globe Town, set for release November 7th. The 16-track project includes 8 original songs written by Paisley, who also dropped 2 new tracks to celebrate the announcement. Paisley said the idea started while writing music for Hallmark's upcoming film, A Grand Ole Opry Christmas. The first single, Leave the Christmas Lights On, is out now. The second track, Countdown the Days, has been chosen as the official anthem for Hallmark Channel's 16th annual Countdown to Christmas, which kicks off Friday. The Grand Ole Opry member also co-wrote 2 more songs for A Grand Ole Opry Christmas and will appear in the film, which premieres November 29th at 8 Eastern on Hallmark Channel. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
A federal mediator is arriving tomorrow to arbitrate a Broadway strike threat by musicians. That means most Broadway theaters and shows would go dark 2 weeks from now, since the majority are musicals. The union that represents Broadway's 1,600 musicians say that they've been working under a lapsed contract and want fair pay and better health benefits. Actors Equity authorized a strike last month, which could have actors walking picket lines, too.
Well, big day today. Millions of people across the globe took part in the great shakeout drill. Did you do this? Did you participate?
The shakeout?
Yeah.
Can't say I did.
Great shakeout drill. Jeff Manasso will explain it.
Drop, cover, and hold on as millions worldwide participate in earthquake safety drills at work, schools, and at home. On this annual International Shakeout Day, the goal to encourage people to review and update emergency preparedness plans like stocking supplies and securing living or working spaces to prevent damage and injuries. Even though earthquake risks here in the U.S. vary depending on where you are, the American Red Cross cites thousands of earthquakes each year, typically in more prone areas like California, Washington, and Alaska, though most quakes are small and go unfelt. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The first trailer being released for The Secret Agent. The film is about a tech expert on the run who's looking to reunite with his son. It takes place in 1977 in Brazil during the country's military dictatorship. Brazil has selected the film to be its representation at the Academy Awards next year after winning Best International Feature Film last year for I'm Still Here. The film will hit select cities starting in late November.
Week 7 of the NFL season gets underway tonight from Cincinnati. Joe Morgan has the details on News Radio 92.3.
When the Bengals and Steelers face off on Thursday Night Football, don't take the over on rushing yards from the quarterbacks. It will be a matchup between 2 very, very experienced Super Bowl-winning veterans, Joe Flacco, who is in his 18th season, and Aaron Rodgers, now in his 21st.
I think it's great for all the old guys, you know. I know that when I watch other sports, maybe it's because I'm the older guy, but I tend to pull for the older guys to win championship.
That was courtesy of the Steelers as Rodgers spoke with the media on Tuesday. The matchup will be just the 3rd regular season game between 40-year-old starting quarterbacks. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Scandia commissioners seeking county residents interested in volunteering to be considered for an appointment as a tourism or hospitality representative for the Tourist Development Council. If you're interested in serving, need to submit a resume by October 21st. Here's the address, board apply at myescambia.com. Well, that's going to wrap it for this hour. All ready to go in about 12 minutes. Got some new information to share with you. This is News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Have a great afternoon.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.